This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
It's the budget due date in Albany, though state legislators are only expected to pass a budget extension today. WBEN's Tom Puckett taking a look at what the holdup is.
There are some policy issues Assemblymember Bill Conrad says are standing between lawmakers and a passed state budget.
Involuntary hospitalization for the mentally ill, discovery changes, MTA budget shortfalls. There is some things floating around about a mask ban, but we haven't been presented language yet that I've been updated on, and that's been really the holdup on it.
With the deadline today, Assemblymember Pat Klojinski wished there were meetings over the weekend.
Most New Yorkers have an expectation that their legislator and their lawmakers are going to work for them, and if there's a deadline of April 1st, we should be doing everything we can to make that deadline, and that would have been including working over this weekend to, you know, resolve this.
He says he'd like to have the budget help more Western New Yorkers. Assemblymember Patrick Burke says he's waiting for the language in the bills to come out.
I don't think they're going to be that difficult once we actually get language on the table to get this done. I don't think there's a huge gap between where the Assembly and the Senate and the governor are. It's just a matter of getting the work done, getting the stuff, getting everybody to the table.
How long could it take to get the budget passed? Hear their thoughts online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. Going to check in on that. Jack O'Donnell will join us from O'Donnell and Associates on the budget process. Well, nearly 50 police officers in the town of Tonawanda will be charged with violating the state's Taylor Law after an investigation found the officers participated in an illegal strike. Channel 4 with the report that letters to individual officers are set to go out this week. They say officers participated in an illegal job action by operating a ticket strike from January to February in protest of another officer who was disciplined by the department. Tonawanda's police union has called on the chief of police to step down. The town says 123 tickets were issued by officers during the alleged strike period, compared to more than 550 tickets issued during the same period last year. The union calls the numbers fabricated
President Trump expected to announce more tariffs tomorrow. We have more from White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
One comment from President Trump was all it took to send overseas stock exchanges tumbling.
You'd start with all countries.
He said no trade partners would be spared from the new reciprocal tariffs he's announcing on Wednesday. In Japan, the Nikkei fell 4%. The U.S. is Japan's largest supplier of food and agricultural products.
Has the global stock market sell-off caused the White House to rethink any of these plans?
The president has always said that the stock market is a snapshot of a moment in time, and he's doing what's best for Main Street, and Wall Street will work out just fine.
Many Americans appear to doubt it will work out fine. According to the latest CBS News poll, 72% think Trump's tariffs will raise prices in the short term. 47% think the policies will raise prices in the long term, too.
And Wall Street ended up yesterday a positive, Dow gaining over 400 points in that session.
Well, the tariffs pushing some to move up major purchases to beat any price increase. Here's WBEN's Zach Penkew.
President Donald Trump's 25% tariff on imported vehicles and parts kicks in on Thursday, causing Western New Yorkers to expedite their purchases.
Obviously, post-COVID, we were busy, then it really slacked off. But now we are really getting busy, and people are saying they're afraid of the tariffs. They don't want to buy a new car because it's going to be $70,000 or more to buy a new car. So they want to buy something used that's still under factory warranty and not have to pay this 25% tariff.
That's owner of Riverfront Auto Sales, Marty Pecoraro, who says the tariffs are going to impact more than just the cost of new cars.
The parts are going to be more cost on the used cars and the supply and demand. People don't buy new, they buy used. Well, the used car market, I think, is going to have a trickle-down effect and start rising the prices of used cars again.
Zach Penkew, WBEN.com News.
All right, Zach, thank you for that. President Trump signed an executive order aimed at cracking down on ticket scalping and resale practices.
What they were doing is this order directs the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, to work with the Attorney General to ensure competitive laws are enforced. So Kid Rock in there saying, quote, I want the fans to have fair ticket prices. He referred to bad actors who hike prices of tickets. He said there's plenty of money to go around. And he said this isn't political. This is a Democrat and Republican issue. People want to avoid these fees and enjoy these concerts or entertainment events as well.
The order will direct the FTC and Department of Justice to enforce laws in collaboration with state attorneys general to prevent entertainers and fans from being overcharged and price gouged by reselling practices.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I hope it's a good thing.
What's overcharged? Who's to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, that's very...
very vague. We'll see if it has any sort of impact. Lake Freighter off Buffalo Harbor in ice. Coast Guard says, it's not stuck. It's just waiting to be escorted out to open water. Okay.
That's a good way of saying it, right?
That's interesting. The American Mariner spent the winter at General Mills, offloaded grain when it was leaving Buffalo yesterday. It's waiting just off the Erie Basin Marina. The Coast Guard says the ice, 3 feet thick in some spots. You might remember back in January, the Canadian freighter that was stuck in ice in almost the same place trying to leave Buffalo was freed after a couple of days. But, well, once it can happen again.
It looks like here we go
again. Even in the springtime.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Facebook chatter yesterday about this being stuck. And it never moved after it got as far as it did yesterday, but we'll see if it moves today.
It's not stuck. It's just not moving, and it needs some help to free it.
Yeah.
That's
so it. Sounds like it's stuck.
It is amazing, though. Like, parts of the... you drive down the 190, and you see, you know, parts of the water that were encased in ice just like a couple of weeks ago. And the last time I drive down, I saw a crew team rowing on it.
Oh, my gosh. They had to be freezing. I mean,
but isn't that crazy?
Yes.
How, you know, one day you got people fishing on the ice. The next day, you got people rowing the boat.
That
kinda
is
nuts.
Crazy. And the other thing was, where this is off Erie Basin Marina, on Sunday, that was all open. But yesterday, the ice moved, and it was all filled in.
Well, so can happen just like that.
Back on Earth and full of stories about their unexpected 9-month stay in space, Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore talking about what went wrong with the Boeing Starliner.
Helium leaks and thruster issues prompted NASA to bring the Starliner back without astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore. So who or what is to blame?
I'll start and point the finger and I'll blame me.
Wilmore says there were questions he should have asked but didn't. But he says he shares the responsibility.
Responsibility with Boeing? Yes. Responsibility with NASA? Yes. All the way up and down the chain.
Both he and Williams say they would have no problem flying in Starliner again.
Because we're going to rectify all the issues that we encountered.
Yeah.
We're going to fix
it. It is a great spacecraft, and to be part of that program is an honor.
Heather Bosch for CBS News.
Wow, they'd go again.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you're up there. You only get so many times.
Right.
You're on Earth every day. Space,
yeah,
it's a little bit different. It's not like the work the rest of us. Like, if we were trapped at work for that long.
It would be totally different.
And you're like, oh, you want to go back?
No.
You'd say, like, never in a million years. But space, a little bit different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for plenty of sunshine this afternoon, quite chilly with highs near 40. Increasing clouds tonight, it'll be cold with overnight lows in the mid to upper 20s. Thickening clouds tomorrow turning breezy and milder. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and evening. Some storms may produce damaging wind gusts. We'll see highs in the upper 50s. Scattered showers for Thursday, an early high in the low 60s. Not as warm on Friday with sunshine returning and top temperatures in the low 50s. With the exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Mary Beth Roble.
Joining us on the TroCare College Live Line this morning from O'Donnell and Associates, it's Jack O'Donnell with a look at what's going on in Albany. All right, Jack, it's a budget deadline day, but it doesn't look like any budget is going to be passed. In fact, lawmakers weren't even at work yesterday, were they? What was up with that?
Good morning. Yes, there was no session. That doesn't mean they weren't working, which I'm sure they would all tell you, but there was no scheduled legislative session yesterday because of Eid, the holiday at the end of Ramadan. So no session. They are in town in Albany today and expected to be in session this morning, where they're going to pass what we call a budget extender through Thursday, so government can keep operating, state workers will be paid, et cetera, and gives them a few more days to continue to negotiate a budget.
Well, the holdup, Jack, seems to be over policy and not budget. Am I right?
Absolutely. You know, there are some minor differences over actual dollars and cents, But the two biggest issues here are really around the discovery process and what that looks like in terms of speedy trials, in terms of when cases get dismissed. The governor has proposed some changes to a 2019 change on discovery that would make it easier for prosecutors to continue with cases. She's got strong support from the District Attorneys Association and other groups, but a lot of folks in the state legislature, which has long cared a lot about individual liberties and over-incarceration in New York, are pushing back on that very hard.
Now, when it comes to discovery, we've heard about this kind of popped out of nowhere for, I think, a lot of people over the last few days. What law is being talked about being changed here by the governor?
Well, it was there were major changes that had been made on discovery in 2019, some changes that were broadly celebrated by Democrats as criminal justice reform. And then what's happened is this has led to an awful lot more cases being dismissed on what folks, depending on which side of this you're on, are calling technicalities. How soon the prosecution has to produce evidence that they have. This gets very technical about what can be actually blacked out, how much has to be restricted, right? How much information, if I have a witness that says that you did something, Susan, how much information does the prosecution have to give to the defense? When do they have to give it to them? And, you know, the governor and, again, the District Attorneys Association has been leading the charge here, saying that some of this stuff is just technicalities. And so people, even on major cases, domestic violence, gun violence, some things where the state has really tried to crack down, that a lot more of these cases are being dismissed, not because the charges have been found to be bad, but because of the process of delivering that information.
All right. A cell phone ban in schools. They were talking about a bell-to-bell ban. What does that look like at this point in the process here?
Yeah, so we still haven't seen some final language, but broadly, the Assembly, the Senate, and the governor have agreed on a bell-to-bell ban. It looks like that's going to happen. That's what the governor wanted. A lot of the science kind of backs that up. Teachers' union's been strong on that. A lot of parents' groups have been strong on that. It looks like that's going to happen.
And is that... In the way that the governor proposed it, or have there been some sort of changes? Because we've been hearing a lot, like throughout the process, of maybe it's not a bell to bell, or maybe there would be some sort of local control over it. Or are we talking about what was proposed by the governor?
Well, I think we're talking broadly about what's been proposed by the governor. Again, sort of one of the holdups here is that the leaders, you know, agree on principles, and then that's got to get written down in a way that everybody can support. And according to the Assembly, we haven't seen a lot of that language, but it definitely seems that there is a broad agreement that it will be bell to bell. Is that the exact language that the governor proposed? I don't know yet, but we think it's going to be close.
All right, Jack, we know there's federal cuts coming pretty much everywhere, right? How can New York State legislators pass a budget without knowing the extent to which federal cuts are coming that will affect the state?
Well, good question. You know, the decision made here by the governor and the leaders has been that they need to pass a budget now, and they don't know what those cuts are going to be. Now, a lot of folks would say that maybe that means you should put a lot more in reserves. You shouldn't increase spending. And you know, there are some other criticisms around responsible budgeting that we've heard about New York for a while. But you know, the attitude among folks in Albany is not knowing where those cuts are coming from. They need to continue to move forward. And so there's sort of been a decision that they'll do the budget, assuming it gets done, sometime soon. And then if necessary, they'll come back and make cuts based on what happens in Washington. But, you know, even if you're following the federal budget process and reconciliation, we haven't seen a lot of details out of that either, sort of exactly where these cuts will be. And I think that's one of the rubs in Washington as well. So the decision's been made here in Albany to carry on and then deal with the Washington cuts as they happen.
And it's almost like this gets kicked down the ladder a little bit. When we talk with mayors or town supervisors or something, they're all waiting to see what happens in Albany to see how they are able to balance their budget. And a lot of municipalities are in some sort of, financial, I don't know if you want to say crisis or, a real kind of hot seat right now.
Absolutely. This has incredible repercussions for everybody, whether you're doing business in New York, whether you're running a school district or a municipality. It's really hard. And I think that's the decision to kind of move ahead. But, that said, if you're a municipality and you find out what you're going to get from the state and then, you know, in September, they're coming back and making mid-year cuts, that's going to be twice as painful to try to deal with. So I think this is incredibly fraught for everyone involved.
Hey, Jack, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Our Albany insider, Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell & Associates.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.